from taxes on to more stuff that gives us headaches, winter weather.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh yeah, we were going to build an entire army of snowmen this week with the foot of snow winter storm Juno was going to dump on us, and then...
It doesn't have to be a snowman.
It wasn't going to be a snowman. We got almost no snow here in the Philadelphia region. A dusting, a few inches in some places. So what happened there? Everybody seems to love to hate weather forecasters, but let's talk about their job and what it entails. Joining us now is Tom Thunstrom. He's editor and co-publisher of PhillyWeather.com. It's a website that features forecasts and also talks about the people making those forecasts. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So what happened with this storm?
That's the question everybody's asked. It was a difficult forecast to begin with. I think one of the things that was not communicated clearly across the board is how this storm was going to evolve. It was pretty clear from the get-go Boston was going to get hit hard. New York, yeah, it looked like they were going to get hit. They didn't get hit as bad, but Philadelphia was on the fence from the get-go. And if the storm had developed fast enough, it developed quickly enough, we would have picked up a foot of snow. And, you know, obviously that didn't happen. Part of that was due to the development of the storm, how these storms come together. They have to come together perfectly. And this nature, the type of storm that we're talking about, when we were dealing with an Alberta Clipper developing off the coast, they have to develop quick enough to throw precipitation back into Philadelphia. That didn't happen. And as a result, the snowfall forecasts that were out there pretty much went up in smoke.
What made this storm so hard to forecast? What were some of the elements that made it difficult?
You were dealing with an Alberta Clipper that was
What is that?
An Alberta Clipper is a low-pressure center that originates in Alberta and moves relatively quickly. That's why they call it a Clipper, like a Clipper ship. When it hits the coast, sometimes these lows intensify, and sometimes rather rapidly. This was one of those scenarios where it was supposed to intensify quite rapidly, and it did for Boston. They got 3 feet of snow. But because of the track of the low, it didn't quite intensify fast enough to put snow into our region.
Where do forecasters get their information from, and then what do they do? Do they crunch the numbers? Do they have different systems and approaches?
They do. There's about five major computer models that are out there. And computer model, think of it as playing Sims, only you're using actual surface data, upper atmospheric data. It gets crunched into a supercomputer and spits out a simulation of what's going to happen over a period of hours, days, or weeks, depending upon which computer simulation you run with. Some computer models tend to perform better than others. We had one computer model, which is called the European computer model. It's based in Europe, that on Saturday afternoon had Philadelphia getting 24 inches of snow from that snowstorm. By Sunday afternoon, it was down to 15. By Monday morning, it was down to 9. So there was a clear trend that the snowfall totals were not going in a favorable direction. From that point, you look at other guidance. There's two or three American-based computer models and one that's based in Canada as well. And looking at the average of all of those, plus throwing in a little bit of a bias towards models that tend to perform better, like the European, forecasters tend to come up with a forecast.
And the data that the models use comes from where?
It comes from surface observations. And at the airport, for instance, there's a temperature sensor there and wind barometer, all of that. And also from atmospheric balloons that are launched twice a day by the Weather Service. They send a balloon up through the atmosphere and it measures temperature, measures pressure, wind speed, wind direction.
Is this region a tough place to forecast weather?
Yes.
How so?
With the Alberta Clipper type storms that may or may not develop, it's one factor that you look at. Being less than 50 miles from the ocean in Philadelphia, that's another factor you have to look at, because if a storm tracks or low pressure center tracks relatively close to Philly, you get the influence of the Atlantic Ocean, milder air gets drawn into a storm, and what may be snow ends up as rain or freezing rain. You also have the Gulf Stream, which is not that far away from us. It runs up to about Hatteras and then out into the Atlantic. So, depending upon which direction winds are flowing ahead of that storm, you could get some pretty mild air into the Philly in advance of a storm. That's why it can get to 60 or 65 in January or February around here on occasion. You get some mild winds because of that warm ocean. So yeah, it makes it more difficult than some other places like Chicago or Minneapolis, where, you know, doesn't snow as heavily. It snows consistently, though.
What's your prediction for the rest of the winter?
We have a pretty decent window of opportunity in terms of snow. If you like snow, it's a decent window. If you hate snow, you're going to hate it. starting in about a week and running through probably President's Day weekend, that might be our best shot in terms of getting more than this nickel and dime nuisance stuff that we've been getting this winter. It's going to be colder next week, and it matches up statistically with when we normally get our most snow, pretty much between now and the last week of February is historically our most snowy period on average. So if we get any snow, that's probably our best shot at it. And then, you know, from there, we'll see what happens.
Do you like snow?
Do I like snow? Big storms, yes. I don't like the 2 to 3 inch nuisance where it's like a 3 hour commute to work type.
So everything...
If you're going to shut the city down, I want all in. That's the kind of snow I like, at least from it's a snow day for a day or two. But
so either a couple of feet or nothing.
Correct.
Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.